That's so powerful. I don't know how many times I've watched that, but it's so powerful every time. And I get something fresh every time I look at it. Whoops. Oh, thank you. Yeah, it's great to have you here with us this morning. We're actually doing a series based on that video. It's on the internet, it's a YouTube. I don't know where it originated. Does anybody know where that originated? I'm not really sure. But obviously it's an outline of things basically saying what we've decided, how we see our faith being worked out. And we've looked at a number of these over the weeks. You know, we don't know who's listening to our podcast. All our sermons are on podcast. And I got a phone call in the week from a guy in Hull. And he rang me up and was asking about OCF and about how we operate and how we do things. And he's from a church in Hull. And he was impressed with our podcasts and the way it was set up. I don't know if you've looked at the page on the web, but it's really good the way it's set up. And you can click on any of the words and it takes you to that word and the sermon and whatever. And so you never know who's listening. So I don't know who's listening. If that guy's listening in Hull today, thank you very much. And wherever anybody else is listening. But it's great, isn't it? Modern technology is fantastic. If you've got your Bibles with you, let's look at James chapter 2, verse 14. I'm just going to read that passage. Starting at verse 14. What good is it, my brothers, if a man claims to have faith but no deeds? Can such faith save him? Suppose a brother or sister is without clothes and daily food. If one of you says to him, "Go, I wish you well, keep warm and well fed," but does nothing about his physical needs, what good is it? In the same way, faith by itself, if it's not accompanied by action, is dead. But somebody will say, "You have faith, I have deeds. Show me your faith without deeds, and I will show you my faith by what I do. You believe that there is one God? Good. Even demons believe that and shudder. You foolish man, do you want evidence that faith without deeds is useless? Was not our ancestor Abraham considered righteous for what he did when he offered his son Isaac on the altar? You, seeing that his faith and his actions were working together, and his faith was made complete by what he did. And the scripture was fulfilled that says, Abraham believed God, and it was credited to him as righteousness, and he was called God's friend. You see that a person is justified by what he does, and not by faith alone. In the same way, was not even Rahab the prostitute considered righteous for what she did when she gave lodging to the spies and sent them off in a different direction? As the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without deeds is dead. The phrases that we're looking at today of those that were listed there that we have decided are these. We have decided that teaching the gospel without demonstrating the gospel is not enough. Good preaching, maybe not today, good doctrine and being good people are not enough. We've decided that having a good church club is not enough. Good fellowship is not enough. And just being a member of that club is not enough. We have decided that we are a battleship, not a cruise ship, an army, not an audience, special forces, not spectators, missionaries, not club members. I've known I was going to speak on this for quite a few months because I was supposed to be the first one speaking on this topic, but unfortunately something changed and I got put to the last one virtually. But when I read this again, just this week again, the challenge of those words just absolutely hit me. And just for a few moments, I was almost just speechless. How would you actually comment on that? It hit me right here in the gut, you know, as to my way, my life, the serious challenges. So what is it all about? What is our true purpose? I think the Westminster Catechism says man's true purpose is to glorify God and to, somebody help me out. I don't know, Andrew might know.
Enjoy him forever.
Yeah, and praise him forever, something like that.
Enjoy
yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that is important. We are there to praise God, we're there to worship God, and that's important. But why are we meeting here today? What is the product that is coming out of what we're here today? Yeah, we've come to worship God and give him the best that we can. But is that the end of it? One of the phrases there says, teaching or knowing the gospel without demonstrating it is not enough. It's been great to hear Jane's testimony about that lady in the taxi. Isn't that fantastic? Hey, that is just an indication of how we can be with our gospel, demonstrating the good news. Are we good news to our neighbours, to our friends, to our workmates? Are we good news to the world? Are we taking those opportunities? Because it's okay knowing the gospel, but if we're not living the gospel, what is the point? We've already heard today, and the theme of today has just been how hopeless things are without God, isn't it, in the world. And it's just amazing how it just fits in with what we're sharing this morning, that the world is crying out, longing for something to hold on to. And we've got the answer. We have the answer. So I asked myself, what's coming out of my mouth? A lot of junk sometimes, yeah. Speak to my family and they'll probably tell you that. And junk can come out of our mouths, can't it? But is good coming out of our mouths? I was on Street Pastors last night and you don't half hear some stuff. You'd really hear some stuff. And it's amazing. I said to the group that we were with, because this guy came up and he was really giving it loads of language. And he was apologising to us. How did he know? How did he know what we were? But he obviously said, oh, I do apologise for my language. Ba, 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 ba. You know. But you know, it's important how we speak, isn't it? It's important what we say, what we communicate. Our lifestyle, what is our lifestyle showing to the rest of the world? The way we live our lives. Be anxious for nothing. We know loads of people, it's already been said today, are anxious about, oh dear, what's going to happen? You know, Brexit, what's going to happen? The elections, what's happening in the Middle East? All these things. But the Bible says to us clearly, be anxious for nothing. Yeah. My hope is built on politicians, no. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust anything but wholly lean on Jesus' name. He's the only one. So, it's important. We used to sing a song, fill us up and send us out in the power of your name, yeah? Is that why you've come here this morning? Or have you just come because you're a club member and you just turned up, yeah? Have you just come maybe just to get that bless up feeling and then Monday you can get through the rest of your job for the rest of the week because your job's a bit difficult and it's tough going? And there's some good in that. There's no harm in that, really, in some senses, because we need, don't we? We need that each other. That's why we come together. It says, forsake not the assembling of yourselves together. Why is that? Just so we can see each other's faces? No, it's so we can build each other up, so we can encourage each other. And that's why we come to fellowship. And I always say to people when people aren't here that I miss you. Yeah, there's a gap. Because I need you. You need me, believe it or not. You mightn't think you do. But we all need each other to encourage and build each other up so that we can go out and make a difference, yeah? So it's not just a bless me up so I can be blessed. It's bless me up so I can be blessed, so I can bless God, so I can then go and bless out on the world, yeah? You see, having a good church club is not enough. And good fellowship is good, and I love it, but it's not enough. And just being a member of that club is not enough. It's what we do with it is important. You see, Tom last week, if you haven't listened to any of our podcasts, listen to Tom's last week if you missed it. And Tom was talking about our works. And sometimes we get into a bit of a knot about this, don't we? Because it's not about works. But our salvation is not by what we do. It's not by our works or what our efforts is. It's what's been done for us at the cross. But what's been done for us at the cross, yeah, is the reason why that then turns us into action. Because what Jesus has done challenges us to do something, yeah, to motivate us. If the cross doesn't challenge us, then I don't know what does. What Jesus has done for us. So what do our actions say about us? What do your actions say about you and my actions say about me? Important. How obvious is our Christianity? We're not all walking around with a cap on saying, I'm a Christian. But like that lad last night, he approaches the street pastors and straight away he just knew there was something different about us. Do your work colleagues know there's something different about you? If you're a Christian, you might not have to wear a badge saying I'm a Christian, but just the very demeanour of what you are, the way you behave, the way you talk, the way you treat people, it'll stand out, and before long someone's going to say, what about this? What about you? Yeah? It's the truth. That is true. People will apologise to you about their language. Yeah? Happened to me loads. Sorry, Dave, I didn't mean that. You know, people will use blasphemy. I said, oh dear, I'm really sorry about that. You didn't realise, you know. It's true, isn't it? The way we live is important. Our lifestyle. Have we decided to live that way? The last bit there said, we're a battleship, not a cruise ship. An army, not an audience. Special forces, not spectators. Missionaries, not club members. It's a pity Jack hasn't been able to come today. I know Georgina hasn't been well, but it would have been great to get Jack to come to the front and just tell us what it was like on the front line. Yeah? We've got no idea. You can watch a film. We've all seen films. We haven't got a clue, have we, what it must have been like on that front line? Just try and imagine it. But, you know, that's what we are as soldiers of God. We are on the front line. And there's muck and bullets coming our way, yeah? But we've got to press through. We've got to push through. Instead of cowering away, we've got to say, no, we're taking this ground. We're taking this ground. We're taking this territory. It's important, isn't it? You see, we can stay within these four walls if you want, and it's great. It's comfortable. This is like the barracks, yeah? But the minute we step over that threshold, we're into enemy territory, yeah? So if you want to stay in the barracks, that's okay. And it's important sometimes people stay in the barracks because they're preparing the food, yeah? Whatever else they do in the barracks, I don't know. But they're doing stuff. And yeah, there's important stuff there. But the majority of us, we need to be on the front line, yeah? That's why prayer is important. That's a home thing for prayer, isn't it? We're all praying. We're believing. Wendy was sharing there about prayer, so much prayer. Prayer is effective. So as we pray together, we believe together. You know, we've seen so many answers to prayer. Because we're out there on the front line and we're all soldiers. That's why it says put on the whole armour of God. We just can't go out there without any equipment. We need the equipping of God, and you can read about that in Ephesians. But we need that because we are an army. We're special forces. Did you know you were special today? You are special today. Some of you are saying, well, no, Dave, I can't do that. You know, I couldn't speak to people. We need volunteers on street pastors. I don't often plug street pastors, but if you could spare an hour, a couple of hours, one night a month, to come onto the streets of Ormskirk and see a different than market day, then could I encourage you to do that? And you don't have to speak. You can just be there and make a difference, yeah? Some of you say, well, I can't. Maybe it's not everyone's cup of tea, but I think it's a lot more people's cup of tea than they think. But you've never really tasted it, you know? Chris has just recently, in the last few months, started drinking green tea. Yeah? And now she won't drink any ordinary tea. Now, I don't want to start drinking green tea. I might have to, though, soon, because I'm the only one who's not drinking ordinary tea. But, you know, not drinking green tea. But you know what I mean? Oh, taste. You've got to taste a little bit, haven't you, and try it. So that's just a plug for street pastors. We need volunteers. If you'd like to come out, just come and speak to me or speak to Andrew. It'd be great for you to come. Age is no barrier. A lady got saved in Cottage Lane only a few months ago, her and her husband. She was out on street pastors last week. She said, can I come out again this week? Wow. Yeah. Fantastic, isn't it? When God motivates you to do something. Brilliant. And she's not a young lady either. Why I'm talking about that, I don't know. But you know what I mean? Maybe it might just trigger something in you. You see, the Bible says we are a body. We are a body. All of us have a vital part to play, yeah? So don't say today, well, I don't really matter, yeah? I won't be missed. I'm not important. Guys, every single one of us is important. Every single one of us matters, yeah? Each one of us is vital. Don't say I'm not up to it or I'm not good enough or, you know, I only make the numbers up. No, no, no. Every single one of us have got a part to play. And as that body, as that army, as we've already talked about, comes together as a force, wow. We go out and impact the world, yeah? So as Jane was in that taxi last night, she had the power of OCF behind her, yeah? Yeah? Because she's part of our body. We're praying for each other. We're supporting each other. As Wendy's been dealing with her daughter and the issues there, she knows she's got the full force, yeah? Not only of us as a body, but God's behind it, yeah? As we pray and support and share with each other together. So we're a body. Philippians 4:13 says this, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I can, yeah? You can, because God will give you the strength to do. Some of you have got things that you want to do, and maybe you haven't quite taken the step to do it. Can I just encourage you today to take that step and do it? It might not be street pastors. It might be something else that God's calling you to do. It might be to speak to that neighbour. It might be to speak to that work colleague. Offer to pray for them. That's a tough thing, wasn't it? A total stranger, what Jane did in that taxi. God might be asking you to do that. You can do it. Just take that initiative. I can do all things that Christ, through Christ. And this is a lovely verse in Acts chapter 1, verse 8. It says this, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. Do you want power? Yeah, not manpower, but you want power. Power to live your life. Power to get through. Power. You will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you. You will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in Judea, in Samaria, and to the ends of the earth, including Ormskirk. It says that in my version, yeah? Including Ormskirk, including where you live. There's people who need to hear. And then in Matthew 28, it says this, Jesus said, all authority in heaven and on earth, in heaven, yes, but here on earth, has been given to me. Therefore, and in brackets, because you are in me and you have my authority, yeah, that's what he's saying. Therefore, because you're in me, you've got my authority, I've given it to you, go and make disciples of all nations. And surely I am with you now and again. I am with you. Always, to the very end of the age. So today, if you haven't decided to gossip the gospel, can I ask you to decide to do it, or at least try it? For some of you, it might be a hard thing. Maybe you're not the most verbal, but have a go. Try. Yeah. If God's calling you to do something today, if he's calling you to get on board and say, come on, time is short, come on, then why not? Decide today, make a difference where you are. Because I'm not there, other people aren't there, but you are. And you can make a difference because God's with you. Let's just pray for a moment. Lord, we don't just want to be in a club. We're not in a club, Lord. We're in a kingdom. We're in an army, Lord. We're sons and daughters of the living God. Lord, we've got all the answers through you. And Lord, yes, sometimes we feel out of our depth. But thank you, Lord, we've been reminded that you are with us. You'll give us the words to say. As we open our mouths, you'll fill them. Lord, you know the way that you're taking each one of us today. You've challenged us today, Lord, about our way and where we're going and where you're taking us. And Lord, we want to be in your way. We want to be following closer to you. Lord, we want to impact our world. We want to impact our town. We want to make a difference, Lord, to hurting lives. Lord, will you help us? Lord, will you challenge us? Bring us into line with what you want, Lord. Help us to forget our agendas and pick up your agenda. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.